Mishnah we have a share on the Sugya of Hezekiah and Ayin Hara, which many are learning during first Seder. So more brings down Machlekes on the Bezim and Bezim, but Vassar, the Gemara says Shutfin, Shrutzu, Lassois, Mechitza, Bani Nesakai, so Be'emsa, the Gemara has two Lashainis, whether when you want to spit automatically out Hezekiah, you have to make a Kaisel, Hezekiah, Shmei Hezek, or it's only if they want to make a Kaisel, but that's in Hezekiah, it'll be Lashmei Hezek. Tzmar brings a raya from the case of Chen Megina. Tzmar says, Gina Shani, Kerababa, Dam Ravaba, Ravuna, Rav. Also, Lodin, Lami, Besad, Chavei, Beshash, Shalai, Midas, Bukamasa. It's usher for a person to stand in your friend's field when it's full, when it's full of Tvua. What's the reason, right? It's like Rashi, Shalai, Zakenub, Ayin Hara. The reason why you're not to do it is because there's a concept of Ayin Hara. You mean Mazak, Ayin Hara. Therefore, that's the reason why it's usher for one to stand and look at it. So, there's machlokes in Hezek Yesh Mezek, Leish Mezek, but Ayin Hara is a concept which everyone agrees to. So, let's speak a couple minutes about Ayin Hara, then we'll come back to Hezek Yesh Mezek. So, B'negeya, Ayin Hara, people want to know, is it a real thing? It's not a real thing. You know, we live in a world where schoolists, everyone's in schoolists. It's nice with Sister Rebbe that there was his wife is in labor and it was going very, very slowly. So he knocks on the Rebbe's door and he said, "My wife's in labor already for 36 hours. It's tremendously painful. Wants to speak to the Rebbe to find out if any schools. What should he do about it?" So the Rebbe's kid, a 10-year-old, goes inside and he said, "Father's not available and I can't help you." So the guy said, "Like, I don't know, what should I do? My wife's suffering and what should we do?" So the kid walked back and just came back and said, "You should say Yisker. Say Yisker." The guy said, Yiska, and all of a sudden, the baby comes flying out, and mom is this in the place. So after the person went off to Rebbe, went to thank the Rebbe for the grace of Eitzah, saying, Yiska, and mamash worked, my wife was in tremendous star. So the Rebbe goes up to the son and goes, like, where'd you get that one from? Like, say Yiska, it's a school, like, what's the chat? So the kid said, yeah, whenever you say Yiska, all the kids go running, they leave. So a lot of schoolers are just... whatever. Don't have a makar neman in Chazal and in based in Chazal and Rishayin of Achrenim. But Ayin Hara is something which there's a makar neman. This Gemara, for example, where it says a concept of being mazik in Ayin Hara. The Gemara of Metzi, which says someone went to the base of Kvaris and looked around and said, "Come on, everyone over here died because of Ayin Hara." That's why everyone was nifter. What does it mean everyone died in Ayin Hara? I don't think if you went to the doctor, they would diagnose you Ayin Hara. Go to Ayin Hara lady, that would be a diagnosis. The Pshat is the first to explain that the Pshat is that if a person has Ayin Hara, so therefore you're more susceptible to getting sick and things happening to you. So the guy walked in basic course, so they come out, every single person over here died through Ayin Hara. The Pshat is that since there was Ayin Hara on the person, that brought about the sickness which made the person get sick. The whole stipla has a whole richas that. If somebody's mazik Ayin Hara, do you have to pay or not? If I go away and smash your window, I have to pay. The question is, if I'm mazik you through Ayin Hara, do I have to pay or not? Is it a regular mazik and I have to pay? Or is it just mazik Ayin Guli? Is that considered a regular mazik? It's discussed over there, it rings out from somebody that, let's say somebody bites his nails and puts it down, and then the lady walks over it. So the Gemara says, they have to, it's a sakana for the lady to walk over nails, and it can lead to a child to die. So he clears over there, let's say you do that, somebody's pregnant dies, do you have to pay Dmei Vladis or not? The luck is if you go kill a child, you pay Dmei Vladis. So if you do it at day school, you do it like they bite your nails and cause the Vlad to die, is there a chiv to go ahead and pay Dmei Vladis or not? So Stipe brings down from somebody says they take your chayiv. So Stipe said that the can't be, for those of you who remember Rav Kamla, says that a bar is part of the mevodas. Like if the person, if you just punch it, then you have mevodas. But if you dig a bar and it falls in, he says your nails can't be worse than a bar. So it's hard to say that you have really mevodas when you drop your nails. It can't be more than that. So he says my stomach is not going to be chayv. And he has a whole fascinating shtickle back and forth. It might say somebody is mazak at day skula or kills at day skula, is that considered a reitzeach, or being that's not a regular maisa b'nei adam, it's not going to be chayv. It brings down the famous Mar Shabbos with Yehuda ben Gerim. All sorts of gemaras where it says like somebody did something wrong and the Tana looked at him, it turned to Gal Shalat Samas. There's no Rabbi Basra says that there was a Talmud Echad who said that Mitzvah when Mashiach comes, it's going to be like big stones and everything. And the Talmud laughed. And then he saw a little bit later that there was a ship unloading it. So he came back to tell the Talmud, it happened. So the Gemara says that if you went to believe it, then he looked at him and turned to Gashal at Tzomis. Okay? So over there, it's being right. If he kills somebody, they school, that's not a problem. If somebody does something wrong and laughs at Chazal, I can't go over the guy and shoot him. You're a Ritzayach. So once we arrive from there, the Vaisakha is that if you kill a day's school, it's not going to be a problem. What's the Pasha Lechelek? It says all those Gemaras, that's when the guy was Chayim Misav De Shemayim. As he laughed, that's when he deserved it. So if you go over this time, as I do a school, I go, you caught somebody to get killed, so maybe that's called a Ritzayach. But really, that's when the guy was Chayim Misav De Shemayim, whatever it was. So I was on the chat that, therefore, it's different than just going over to somebody and killing somebody. So I go, really, that's when it could be Chayim. Then he has Steph Azri, goes back and forth, fascinating shtickle, goes through like half a shas, rises the kind of Lakan, he doesn't give a Achra. And like the truth from Rashi Klein, he says, hey, we get to Shemayim, we find out, But the other one, definitely not Chayim, the question is whether he Chayim every day Shemayim or not. So how does this Ayin Hara work? What's the pshat that you could give somebody Ayin Hara? And his nice sister Rabbi Yashin, when he had his 1,000th grandchild. So he came to tell him, I'll tell you, 1,000th great-great-grandchild, and it's like 5 generations, 6 generations. So he asked somebody, is that like abnormal? Like, he has no idea Rabbi Yashin, right? Does anyone have it? Like, it's something special about me? Like, so they told him, no, it doesn't happen too often. So he quickly called people in, and like, he didn't make a kiddush, he made a bit of Ayin Hara to make sure that some type of thing to say, and he's worried about Ayin Hara. So how does Ayin Hara work? What? This is something from the Chida, based on the Chida, with that cloud, and people think they're spooked out with Ayin Hara, as we sent Rabbi Yaakov Hillel. He's the expert on these inyanim. Klalas, all these things. The Chida has certain things which you do. So how does Ayin Hara work? What's the pshat? I could go over to give you Ayin Hara and cause something to happen to you. What's the Yisrael Dapa? So Rav Dessler and Rav Chaim Finland, they say a similar mahal. The base mahal they say is that if something happens or you do something and people are jealous of you, and the person is like, well, you're jealous, what's the reaction a person feels? How do you feel? I'm jealous. What? But like why him? Like why him and not me? Or you took my thing, or you feel you deserve it, and or why does he deserve it? So when a person is jealous of somebody, or a person is and feels like why does this person deserve it, so that haka makes a kitrig in Shemayim. That we have to really examine. Does he deserve it? Does not deserve it? And the person doesn't deserve it. So really the way Ayin Hara works is that it reopens the case to see does the person really, yes, you have to watch, does the person yes deserve it or the person doesn't deserve it or not? Does the person deserve it or the person does not deserve it? And that's the way Ayin Hara works. Someone said Nusuf the chat is that if you're causing somebody to be jealous of you, you're showing off, right? You got a nice fancy car and you're showing it off. And so then, the einish for causing somebody to be jealous, you're over the favor and giving a person a klisha das. So einish for that is that now this person has a koich of you and he can be mazik you in Ayin Hara. But basically, the sort of basically is if somebody has a kinna towards you, that makes it that now in Shemayim they check. And he says, why you? That makes it in Shemayim that they're going to check. Do you attack really deserve it? And therefore, that's why a lot of times when you have Ayin Hara, it could cause things to happen. Ezek and other things can happen.
So if you really deserve it, then nothing will happen.
If you really deserve it, nothing's going to happen. It's only if you be'at sem don't deserve it. Or the different nusach is that if you're doing something to cause a person to be jealous, then already it could be einish for that. If you're going and showing off, and you're giving somebody chalishas a das, so then whatever it is, so then that's something which could cause ayonish to happen. Two different schools in the Rechai Finland and the Chadar Liyah, exactly, which is the...
That's funny, different in the case of the world. The guy deserved it.
Right. That's the basic. Yeah, someone's getting around late and said that Fay were behind Hara, because like, you know, I got a new car and people can be jealous of him, like, what should you do? So Ryan Levis, I'm like, you know, how much of Shas do you know? So I said, like, whatever, well, I don't think I was gonna be jealous of you. Okay, but you know, but nice, I'd still take a Maisa, everyone have that Ashkaf Asachayim, and then there wouldn't be a problem in Hara, but unfortunately, that's not the world we live in. And therefore, when a person shows off, so then it could cause Hayin Hara to happen. And therefore, the Gemara says in Talmud Lamed Beis, Ma Yasa Adam Yichya, what should a person do in order to live? So the Gemara says, Yomus is Atzmai. The Pshat is, the Pshat is, the Pshat says, what do you do in order to live? They shouldn't have Hayin Hara against you. Yomus is Atzmai, you're low key, you don't show off. When a person shows off and makes a big thing, things ever happen, that causes people to have Hayin Hara. And you know, that's the Gemara says, if you, what should one do if somebody makes a lot of money very quickly, or says you do a rich shidduch, all of a sudden you have a lot of money, so what should you do with it? The Gemara says, either right away use it for a dvar mitzvah, or you should put it in, you know, you put it in a place which is quiet, because when you give, when you show a success, that causes people to have jealousy, and that could cause ayin hara. Yeah, it's a dua that in Chachmei Lublin, they made, when they made yeshiva, they made massive chanukas abayis. And maestro Shiva Meir Shapiro got sick like shortly afterwards. And he said on his deathbed that the reason why he did it was he did it for Kavod HaTorah, that's why he did it, in order to make a whole big splash in Europe, to make whatever. But maestro, he did something barabim and it caused ayin hara, he made a massive party, so that's the reason why he's dying right now. And the maestro, he said, the person has to be a son of lech as much, and that's the best way to stay out of ayin hara, not to go to the, whatever, just all these ayin hara things you have. Just the best is in lechadav yasim and it's, and a person should always be as low key as possible and not go, you know, don't go around bragging about your accomplishment. No one wants to hear it. Maybe your mother, that's about it. And that's the best way to stop ayin hara. Okay, fine. Okay, one. So we think most of ayin hara is considered a real thing, and a person has to be careful. Let's move on to the next slide. So back to Hezekiah. So the Gemara brings down Machlokes, Hezekiah Shema Hezek, Hezekiah Lo Shema Hezek. The Gemara has like five cases, which everyone agrees Hezekiah, there's no Machlokes. The Gemara says Gina Shani, Hezekiah the Rabbim Shani, Bayah Shani, all different situations where everyone's going to be Hezekiah's considered yes, Shema Hezek. We pass in Hezekiah Shema Hezek. If you're going to be Mazik Samay through saying, then it's considered Shema Hezek, and it's something which is also to do. The Gemara brings things down that you want to open up a window. You know, make a chalain, can make a chalain. So the Gemara says, "Well, if the chadum chatz a shifin, pesach can make a pesach, can open the door, can make a door. The chalain can make a chalain." So the Gemara, "Minan yam yechid amakra, v'yasam bilam es ino v'yayis so sheikh l'shvatav." Bilam looked and saw klayso, and they were sheikh l'shvatav. Ma ra roshi pischa elim chumin zev lezeh. He saw that their houses are not aligned one next to the other. Amar run halalu shetishvanam shchina. These people are right for Shosh Shechina, being that they don't have their windows opposite each other and their doors opposite each other. This is right for Shosh Shechina. And the Siva says that it's a Issa Deraisa, if you want to have windows opposite each other or doors aligned against each other, and it's Mamash Issa Deraisa to do such a thing. One thing I forgot to mention about Ayin Hara is, let's say somebody says, I don't care about Ayin Hara. Are we going to listen to them or not? For example, it's brought down, you're not allowed to give aliyah to two brothers, one after the other, or the father and the son. What's the reason why? He says, because ayin hara, like, they're both getting aliyahs, what's going on? So let's say a guy says, I don't care. I'm not worried about ayin hara. Is there a klal? There's normally a klal by Shadim and Zuga, he's the warmest up and says, man de kapit kapitin lay, man de loy kapit lay kapitin lay. If somebody doesn't care about it, with that klal we say that, okay. Don't care about it, you don't have to worry about it. The chidah says, okay, then no, you don't see such a thing. If the guy says, I don't care about it, we have to be concerned about him. And I can't say my couple of captain lay by Ainara, because Ainara is something which just can't be made. I can't ask else to say that, but Ainara is a person that right to say, I don't care about it. And we don't say my couple of captain lay. Anyhow, so the Gemara says that, is Issa Deraisa to have your doors aligned or windows Zeh connected Zeh? Is Issa Deraisa to have your doors aligned because I'll get your ace. Let's say you give Rishus to do it. Does Rishus for such a thing happen or not? Nun Gimel, it's Kufanat of Gimel. Leave to Adam Chalon Chatz Chaveri. You can't do it. Im Nasna Yeh Shufin B'chatz Rishus, you're allowed to do it. Vushle Yitach Pesach Kenek Pesach Chalon Chalon, you can't do it. Pesach Kenek Pesach Lui Mani Chazaka. But that cloud is the cloud that Chazaka works for these things. Pesach Ben Chazaka Chazaka doesn't work. Hu Yitach Chalon Chalon Chalon. The Rishbam says, let's say I give you Rishus. I give you permission. You open up a window, I don't mind. It's going to be okay. So the Rashbam says Rishus doesn't help. The Ramah says Rishus does help. So what's the machlokes? The way the Ramah is masvid that we said before, so what's he said it up? Is he said it up is that it's also no matter what? It's not stinius. So then Chazak is not going to work. If you hold that he said it up is else, because the person's makbid, so maybe Kenzayin, it'll be mutter for one to go ahead and be meichlet. And that's Mechalik Shoshanim to the Shpam, the Ramah. Is the Issa no matter what? Or the Issa is only because the person's makbid, if he's not being makbid, it's going to be okay. And the problem is, nowadays, in all our apartments, we have the opposite of Zekin HaGazer, right? And what's the Liman Schus, which is just a thing? Who didn't buy windows? A lot of windows are straight into your neighbor's window. And the question is, what will be the limuschus for such a thing? So the first limuschus, maybe we say first, if you give rishus. So maybe it's Malach Rishayinim, be telling him Malach Rishayinim, according to the Ramah, it would work. So, you know, that could be one sad to say why it works. So let's first start with door connected doors. What's the reason why you can have doors aligned next to each other? Well, what's the problem? Let's backtrack. Hezekiah, what's the problem with Hezekiah? What's the problem? Well, so the Gemara says, the Rishonim say, that being that Roiv Tashmishe Arba Chatzer, Rosh Hashanah Daf, Pesach and Aleph, most people do things in the Chatzer, and by you looking, so you're going to, Pashas is that the person's not going to be able to do things, and therefore you're stopping him from using his Rishus, and therefore you don't have the right to stop somebody from going ahead and using his rishus. So this whole discussion of Bizman Hazeh, we do not do Rav Tashmish B'chatzer. So what's going to be the halacha? So it's the Gaya Stam has agreed, it's also the Gaya Ner Chanukah is coming up, right? The Oshayla, the Chatzah Bizman, the Yonah Chatzah Bizman Hazeh. So we discuss it. Rosh Ram says that a Chatzah is something that's Rav Tashmish B'chatzer. Nowadays we don't have Rav Tashmish B'chatzer. So what you do with the Chatzah Nishal that when you're lighting Ner Chanukah, you're not able to light by the Pesach Chatzah Bizman Hazeh, being that we don't have Rav Tashmish B'chatzer, if it doesn't have a Chatzah B'mechazal, and therefore that's why in Bnei Brak, they don't light by the opening of the Chatzah, they light it up in the window, because the Chatzah is how we don't have a Chatzah Bizman Hazeh based on the Svashi. Rashbam. Risk Rav on the other hand said, no, Rav Tashmish is B'chatzer, the Maisa Bizman Hazeh is still considered B'chatzer, even though we don't do Rav Tashmish B'chatzer, we still is considered B'chatzer, and therefore the Risk Rav held that when you're laying there, kind of good, one should light by the outside of the chatzah, you don't light by the window, you do like Medina Dagmar. Al Kapanim, that's what again, the Chanukah, we'll get that in a couple weeks. But the Shah is the Hazri of Zman Hazeh in the chatzah. So they wrote down that they asked the Rav Dov Schwartz when he said, nowadays, who doesn't miss the Sinus in the chatzah? No one does. If it says there wouldn't be Hazri in the chatzah of Zman Hazeh. The whole part of Hezekri was because guys are going to say, you stopped me from doing it. Anyway, I'm not doing it. So if he says there would not be considered Zman as a, it would be a problem, then he said it would not be a problem. Then the Sefer wrote down the Yesu Moshe Shmuel Shapiro, and he said, it's a good Svara, Tziruf. Like, you don't want to say, like, I'm in Batal Halacha. But, I mean, definitely be Svara nowadays. In a Chatzah, a person doesn't do anything privately, there won't be any Hezekri. Okay, so what about from house to house? So the shadow was, how do you have the doors aligned? Is that connected to the fire passage? That should be a problem. So mainly, Meschus, the place I want to say is that maybe Yishachalik, nowadays, the olden days, most people in the entrance to the houses, they don't do anything over there. It's more like a lot of people have even half walls over there, or it's like, definitely American houses, the doors, you walk into like a small courtroom or something. seine area was a person Bismana said does Musa Tzinusa, so maybe can sign that could be a Limuschus, how a person has a door connected doors. Now that's the
You open up your door and then you're letting people look and say, right, so why
should No, but the problem is both open up our doors and we're gonna be looking
saying automatically. Yeah.
Also, plan maybe in the olden days they didn't have they had doorways, not doors. They could see straight into the person. It was like a chutz, right? And you could see straight in. Nowadays that we have doors, it's closed most of the time.
Is there a difference in building and just moving into something that's already there? I mean, people aren't building their own apartments,
right? So it's a daite da'achi. That's also could be. There's also a plan that maybe minig works by as a grios. It's a daite da'ach. How is that since is? So how are we getting around this? We have to find the two things. There's the Nisket Shechem Shabbai.
You're not
Yiftai. There's the Shechem Shabbai and there's the Hezer Shabbai. So maybe ask the Issa Shabbai, what Bilam was talking about, that he's Sarah Pesach and Pesach. It could be the olden days, like you only have, it could be one room, and you opened up, you're seeing straight to the guy's whole house. Which that was Metzias. In the olden days, the house didn't have like 14 rooms, it's like one room. One says Rabbi Asher, that says that in Reishain Hei, that you're not allowed to do a Dover B'Zayin in front of the neighbors. So Shiloh was, can you light? Let's say you're in a hotel somewhere, or can you do halakha sneiros in the bathroom? Which turn on the light in the bathroom. What was the Shabbos? The Shabbos was, if you turn on the light in the bathroom, that's your halakha sneiros for Shabbos. So you're doing a double design in front of the bathroom, in front of the neighbors. You went to the bathroom, so you're allowed to do it. So the Yashiv said that in the olden days, they had one room. It just means if you're able to, if you're not able to, that's the only option, then it's okay. So in the olden days, Shabbos, you're opening Pesach Negev Pesach, you're looking at the guy's bedroom. So therefore, that was the grace of the thing. Nowadays, without a car, you're looking at the room which is not the room which a person does anything too major. Then you know that's the main name of source. What about windows? Windows don't have that. Yeah, chalain can I chalain. The car won't be that for windows. If it's straight and you can see in, that's going to be a problem. Mainly muskus windows, we have trism. So being that we have a tris and a pearl, or and the person closes the tris. What?
Forever?
What?
Forever.
No, whenever you or whatever, you know. Exactly.
The door is the same thing.
What?
It's not even better than a door.
What you say?
Why should it be better than a door? A door also, you close it and you don't even go and hold it.
Right. Same. Yeah, but, you know, definitely if you're the Kaplan, you shouldn't do it. But you're not the Kaplan, so. Yeah, but, you know, it's definitely a ksas sarchian, you know, what the pshat that's a minhag, but, you know, that's been mean. Rabbi Asher said that could be a detective of the minhag and things like that, but plus you have a tris, so you know, could be that's the mitzvahs. Fine, so let's say somebody wants to, someone's had marpeset, I say in English, marpeset is a porch. The guy would open up a window on top of the guy's porch. So the other guy said, well, you open a window, you can see every time I'm on the porch. You can see me. I don't want you to do it. Can you stop him right now? So what should be the halacha?
Doesn't do anything center on there.
So if the porch is in the front of the building, so Gemara says, and you have to maybe stop. I'm not being mazik you because you have to mess the officials around them. So they do it with me. So there's no shayla. So as only you have a porch in the back, that's really maybe where the shayla starts on that. So what's a porch like? A porch is similar to like a gag. What's lucky about a gag? So Rambam Rebbe said two types of gag. There's a gag which a person doesn't mostly the smusa, and there's a gag which a person which is not able to dira so much. So let's tell you what type of gag is. A gag which is not able to dira, so the luck is it would not be a problem. A gag which is not able to dira, then that already could be a problem. So nice our roofs are not an area which a person maybe hang out over there, you sit there, but it's not an area which a person does no sense in. So the that makes it a gag is not really dear, and the prayer you couldn't stop it. One last shayla comes up is, what about Hezek Shmir? In fact, you hear the guy.
That's out of your control. What are you supposed to do?
For example, somebody, can you build right next to somebody when you can hear him? Somebody just had a shayla that he rented an apartment, and then they did like Tama 38, they finished it, and the Baltir split the Dira, and the next guy moved in, and the mom is right next to each other. You hear everything from one apartment to another one. So I guess that's what I want to know about the can't you press the name, right? You hear everything, so it's ridiculous. Which in the Sugya, the Gemara says that, why? Shofim, want to split, what do? You make a Make a kaisel. Doesn't mention anything about listening. Why not? Nechatzah. What? Nechatzah, but Chatzah didn't say right? Right, it's Chatzah. They didn't say Tznusa. That's something about Shmi. Kiveger says that Hezek Shmi is not considered Hezek. In fact, you're hearing the person, that would not be considered a Hezek, and therefore you wouldn't be able to have Hatayim. Maybe you can make a chilek between the case of the Gemara and Hezek Shmi'a, that in the case of the Gemara Pshat, they both own the Chatzar. So I own it, you own it. Now it's splitting. So we both have Shtamshes over here, so you can't come along and say, like, no, we're splitting, that there's a problem with Hezek Shmi'a. If you're coming out and building something, which now you're going to go ahead and be masking me, you know, maybe you could start being Mechalik and say that situation, maybe Hezek Shmi'a would be considered a Shmi'a. But one thing is very clear. Then that it's usur to look into somebody's window. There's isur if you want to look through somebody's window. A lot of people walking down the street, the guy on the ground floor, and people, you know, just need to look in. There's an isur, there is some, you know, if you want to look into somebody's window. And, you know, that there is no limit to the discuss. We said there's a limit to the discuss, whatever.
Chanukah lights of this thing. What? Chanukah lights of neighbor.
Why? Are you looking at the Chanukah neighbors?
No.
Okay. But the stomach of the guy knows where he's doing that day to the hockey, that when he's lighting it, he can look at the Chanukah neighbors. But the stomach to look into somebody's window, that's not going to be, hey, I guess we can chazar, because we spoke about it in the Ayin Harayin, it's a real thing. The Ayin Hara is you cause somebody to be jealous, or you cause somebody to say, why you, then you get Ayin Hara. The best way to stop Ayin Hara is the Yomis is asking me to be as low-key as possible. Your passing has to be a Shema Hezek, and therefore, Shifrin was split, you could force the guy to build a Kaisel. Hezek Shmei was like, I'm sure that we're not considered that. We're not considered Hezek. It's only considered Hezek Rea in a place which is mostly Tznuasa. Therefore, we said now these Chatzar Lechor, that would not be Hezek Rea, who went in on a porch, who wouldn't be considered Hezek Rea. It's also to have Cholen Kanak Cholen or Pesach Kanak Pesach. It seems nowadays the meaning is to be Mekel, it's a different discussion maybe because nowadays it's not a year of a person that has things which are private, a person that has Trissim. But Lamaisa looking and stirring, somebody says, no, sometimes there's no limit discussion.